Welcome back, everybody. Our Cleveland Browns Town Hall continues. Joe Banner, the Browns CEO, continues to sit alongside. And we want to welcome back to Cleveland for another tour of duty. And as the new general manager of the Cleveland Browns, welcome everybody to Michael Lombardi. Welcome back.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, you of anybody have the most unique perspective of what this is all about. You were here when it was hot, okay? I mean, you were here just before the team moved and when the team left Cleveland. You were here when Bill Belichick had put together a very interesting football team and gone to the playoffs in 1994. And now as you come back, have you noticed in the time that you've been here, has the city changed? Has the feeling about the Browns changed?
You know, I don't think it has. I think the passion has been here since the day I came back, and it's always going to be. The Cleveland Browns, it's where football was founded in Northeast Ohio. It's great, great fans all over, the Browns backers. So to me, you know, the helmet is significant of the people that root for the team, and I think everybody, you know, here in Northeast Ohio wants a winner, and I don't think anything's changed, you know, from the time I was here.
All right, Joe, I'm always interested in the origin of these relationships here. So Michael Lombardi and you, how did this happen?
Well, I think I met Mike around 1996. And so 1997 actually brought him in to work at the Eagles, and where we were about 2 years. And then we had a change in coaching staff and some different philosophies there, and they had some people they wanted to bring in. So Mike moved on, but we had a chance to work together for 2 years. And, you know, I think we did some good things in those 2 years. In fact, before the new coaching staff in, I think we laid the foundation for some of the key players that ended up part of an Eagles team that went to 4 straight championship
games.
Yeah,
absolutely. So when you guys rework, when you're going to take on a roster, because that's what you're really doing. I mean, the team is the roster. And when you're going to reshape the roster, where the heck do you begin? And are you looking for one characteristic throughout?
Well, you know, I mean, the good thing working for the Browns, for Joe and Jimmy, is the philosophy really is about building within them from within. You know, we want to be good in the offensive and defensive line. So Joe, you know, the mandate, the organizational structure is all about trying to improve both those lines. So that it's easy. And when you have a plan, it's pretty easy before. You know, when I was here before, there was a plan. We tried to implement the plan to get to the playoffs. It's the same thing now. So it starts from within, and we build those two lines up, and we get going.
So I guess also when you're building it, you don't want it to be a one-year wonder. I mean, we would love to win, but, I mean, you'd like to sustain it. You'd like a nice chunk of time where you say, boy, I know they're going to win on Sunday, and they're going to win a lot of Sundays. How do you sustain it then?
Well, by making decisions that are consistent with the goal of sustaining it. So if you start with that as part of the plan, part of the program, you know, for example, we were in free agency this year. You know, we were conscious of where in that player's career is he going to be in year 2 and 3 and 4. And, you know, as you saw, we traded away a couple of picks for future picks.
Right.
All of those things are geared towards getting good at the right time and then being in a position to sustain it.
Let's go to the audience right now. Dave's got a question.
All right, Jimmy, thank you. I am with Dan Miller now, the president of the Kandahar Airfield Browns backers. Good to see you today. What's your question for Joe?
Joe, what would you see as our greatest improvement this past year in the offseason?
Yeah, I think that I'll give you two answers. My first answer is I think the change in the coaching staff, and this is more a positive statement where we're at and going forward. I just think the philosophy and the energy and the intensity they bring is really going to make a very big difference. And the second, I think we alluded to earlier, I mean, we really wanted to get quickly to the position where we could attack another team, frankly, try to get the lead early and then be in a position we could really put a lot of pressure on their quarterback and control the game in that sense.
You know, I thought you guys were going to come in here today and talk about, you know, we're going to explode and we're going to score a ton of points. But really, the theme here has been throughout in our early segments of the show is that you got to get to the quarterback. That's the important thing. You got to stop that quarterback. You got to control them from being explosive on you.
Yeah, I think the key to football is protect your quarterback and get after the quarterback. And that's really what ultimately the blueprint is for us to be successful. So that's what we have to try to do. And we have to acquire players that can do that. And that's the quickest way to get better in the NFL.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, now it's time for Chris Vadis. He has been a season ticket holder for 5 years, and you're the president of the Growlin' Howlin' Browns backers. Love that, huh? That's great. Yeah. You have a question for Mike.
Yeah, Mike, even though it's early in camp, any rookies standing out, any observations you made with them so far?
It is early in camp, and it's tough to really form an opinion, you know, for the long term. I think whenever you watch young players play, you have to see how they're doing today and then see how they are advancing and where will they be 2 years from now and project them forward. But I think the thing we like about the draft is all the players are highly competitive. They come to work every day. The coaching staff, they're getting better every single day, and their future is going to be bright in terms of their improvement. And that's really what we have to try to get done. We've got to set the foundation for the rookies as they grow and learn. And I think we have some young guys that will certainly develop, and as they get more playing time and they're in the program longer.
All right, when we come back on our Browns Town Hall, we'll continue with Mike and Joe. We're going to talk a little bit about the products of the draft this past spring and what's coming up in the future. And we will continue right here on Channel 3 after a quick timeout. Cleveland Browns Town Hall here on Channel 3, Voice of the Fans. Jim Donovan along with Browns CEO Joe Banner and General Manager Michael Lombardi. Right back to questions, though. And Dave is standing by with somebody that looks like T.J. Ward. He's got his T.J. Ward jersey on.
Hello,
there.
Hello, T.J.
All yes, right, what do you got?
Jimmy. This is Bill Brock, actually, Jimmy, and he is part of the Twinsburg Browns backer and a season ticket holder since 04. Good to have you. What is your question for Mike?
Mike, do you think 2013 will be a rebuilding year, or do you feel that we'll be in contention this year?
I think the key for any football team as we start out is to lay the foundation in terms of what we want to sustain success for the future, in terms of winning for the long term. So that's the key, and that's what we have to try to do. We have to get better every single week, translate that into wins. Jimmy said that earlier, it's all about the wins, but we have to build something that can sustain, and I think that's what we're going to try to do. And as we reach towards the end of the season, our team's starting to reach its peak, and we're moving forward as we go into the next season. So I never see it as rebuilding, but I see it as laying the foundation for sustained success.
All right, soon you are wearing the T.J. Ward jersey, and you're wearing it very well. Soon there will be, a lot of you will be wearing the number 51, and that is of the rookie Barkevious Mingo, the Browns' top draft choice. What a terrific player Joe and Mike he is. What do you think about him?
Well, I mean, we're very excited about him. I mean, we couldn't be more optimistic. And I think the most important thing, people keep asking what the type of team we're going to build. We keep talking about culture. Mm-hmm. This is really a linchpin of representing those kinds of things. A great guy, a really hard worker, wants to win really badly. You know, all the intangible ingredients you're looking for, and I don't think anybody who's been out to practice isn't looking at a guy thinking, wow, this guy's really going to be a player.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Let's go back over to Dave.
Jimmy, thank you. Now with Justin Hostutler from Burnt Rivers Browns backers, and he's been a fan since 1985, the year he was born.
Indeed.
Okay, you have a question for Joe.
Joe, what are the qualities that Coach Chutt had that made the front office believe he's the man to lead us to a championship?
Yeah, I mean, we went into the search looking for a series of specific qualities. I mean, we wanted a strong leader. We wanted somebody who was very passionate. We wanted somebody who had very strong views. They didn't have to be any particular view, but some very strong conviction about what they were going to do. I put a huge emphasis on somebody who would put together a quality coaching staff and manage and work with that staff really well. Somebody who thought the players would respect, and somebody who was going to have this consistent, we keep using the word aggressive, I know it's getting overused, but we really wanted somebody that brought an aggressive, risk-taking mindset to the team as well.
Boy, you know, guys, what is amazing, and we'll talk with the coach about this, but you often wonder when a guy becomes a first-time head coach at the NFL level, can he put together a really good coaching staff? Chutt puts together Norv Turner as his offensive coordinator, and Ray Horton comes in as his defensive coordinator. I mean, wow, Michael, that is really almost unheard of.
Yeah, no, it's an outstanding staff, and he kept Chris Tabor as a special teams coach.
Right.
So there's three outstanding coordinators along with some really good position coaches, because we know part of everything in the organization is everyone working together and everybody doing their job, and he's got a lot of great coaches on the staff.
Isn't that something, though, when you were sitting at the table, when you were interviewing somebody, I'm sure that question comes up. Well, listen, we want you to be the head coach here, but what kind of staff can you bring?
No, we talked extensively. Part of it's philosophical, and part of it's actually some specific names. But from our perspective, it was even more important to identify that the type of coach he was looking for, that he appreciated the importance of those coaches. He's got the reputation in the league. We knew people would want to come and work for him. And frankly, I lived through a situation in Philadelphia where we had Jim Johnson, who was such an outstanding person.
Absolutely.
And then we had some challenges replacing him. It really helped me appreciate just how important that aspect of the head coach's job was.
All right, I want to talk about the draft a little bit just before we go to break here. And that is that basically you went out of two rounds on the last day of the draft, the fourth and fifth round. But you traded those picks for picks in this upcoming draft, and they turned into a third and a fourth round. pick in this year. So you went up a round in each one of those picks and now have 9 picks as you get yourself settled for this upcoming draft, which is a long way away, but some people live on the draft every day. I'm sure in your business, yeah. Michael, you do that. Is that what you were doing, taking a look at this upcoming draft and saying, hey, it might be a better draft and we're going to have a lot of ammunition?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of this success we want to sustain, combined with the fact that we do preliminarily think next year's draft will be stronger.
Yeah.
Even if that turns out not to be true, we moved up around, which should increase the pool of quality players we can choose from quite a bit.
All right. Hey, what do you say we hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski? Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. We'll be back on the Browns Town Hall here on Channel 3 with head coach Rob Chudzinski. That's next.